May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When John and I were first married for about a year and a half or 2 years, we lived in Athens, Georgia. The University of Georgia is there. And it's also close to some wonderful hiking parts of the Appalachian Trail and the North Georgia Mountains. And so pretty shortly after we were married, we both bought a really good pair of hiking boots. And that was my first pair of hiking boots ever. Really heavy, you know, great leather, honky hiking boots. And the minute I put them on my feet in the store, I felt different. I felt more solid, grounded. I remember stomping around in the store. I noticed every step. I deliberately walked differently, slowly and steadily. Putting on those hiking boots made me feel like I was ready for a trek across the mountains, maybe even through snow and in freezing temperatures. When I put on those hiking boots, I felt ready for adventure. But I knew myself well enough to know that if I did start off to hike the Appalachian Trail the next day, the newness of the boots would wear off very quickly. My feet would start to hurt. I'd get hungry and cold and wet. I'd get blisters. And pretty soon I'd start asking myself, what am I doing this for? Because no matter how solid and grounded I felt with my boots on, and I did, we had two big dogs at the time, and I walked them both at the same time with those boots on, because I felt like they couldn't possibly pull me down. But no matter how solid and grounded I was in those boots, the excitement and the newness of those boots could only get me started on the journey. In order to go in for the long haul, I would need much more than a new pair of hiking boots. I would need a sense of purpose, a sense that what I was doing was really important, that it really mattered. Without that, I would have probably given up the journey the first time I got soaked to the skin, or went without dinner, or had a sleepless night. Abram, who we know as Abraham, and Sarai, his wife, who we know as Sarah, probably didn't have new hiking boots or knew anything else. Our Old Testament lesson this morning doesn't say that God called Abram and Sarah and said, I'm going to send you on a journey, and I've consulted with the leading nomadic specialist to see what you will need to make your journey more comfortable. Look outside your tent and you'll see a caravan with the latest in nomadic accessories. No, God did not say that to them. And if Abram and Sarai had had all the luxuries available at that time and nothing else, I doubt that they would have gone very far on their journey through the desert. The newness and the excitement of those things would have soon worn out, and they would have started asking, what are we doing this for? To make a journey of faith, we need much more than material things. We need a sense of purpose, a sense that what we are doing is really important and it really matters. So God didn't give Abram and Sarai a caravan full of the latest in nomadic gadgets. God gave them something much more important. God gave them a promise. God called Abram and Sarai out, and their household, their whole household, out of the familiar and into the unknown. And to sustain them on that long, long journey, God gave them a promise that God would bless them and their descendants forever. And it was God's promise that enabled them to undertake the journey. After all, Abram was not a young man. According to Genesis, he was 75 years old when God asked him to leave everything that he knew and go in search of the promised land. Abram and Sarai stepped out in faith with their household to follow God's call. They believed God's promise, even though it must have sounded absurd. They were both well past childbearing years, but God promised that their descendants would inherit the land and the blessing. But Abram and Sarai trusted God. As Paul tells us in that letter that we heard this morning, it depends on faith. It's the faith of Abraham. It says the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So Abram and Sarai trusted God's promise. They trusted that God was not finished with them yet. Even though it would have been so much easier to stay put and relax where they were, to live out their days in familiar surroundings, Abram and Sarai believed God's promise that they had something important to do. God's promise gave them a sense of purpose, and God's love gave them the courage to overcome their fears about the unknown. So they left behind their old life and set forth on a new adventure. And God even changed their names to mark this faith and this journey. The story we heard this morning is the first one in the Abraham cycle in Genesis. And God changed their names to Abraham and Sarah to symbolize their new life and their new beginning. Alan Jones, one of my favorite writers on the spiritual life, says, God makes of Abraham and Sarah a new beginning of the world. He says to them, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Go out into the wilderness of untried things, to the place not of safety, but of risk. Take a new path. Find a fresh space for you and your people. Through you, who are as good as dead, the nations of the world will be blessed. Abraham and Sarah, as good as dead, are signs to us that a new beginning is always possible. As Paul says, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. like Abraham and Sarah, sometimes we might feel that we are at a dead end, that we know our future, that nothing new or important could happen to us. But God promises all of us a new beginning and a blessing. Alan Jones says, "The challenge of the gospel is, will you allow your drifting, you're just drifting along in life, to be consecrated into pilgrimage? Will you allow your drifting to be consecrated into pilgrimage? Will you entertain the possibility that you matter, that you are here for a purpose, that you have a mission that no one else can fulfill?" This Lent, may we all allow God to consecrate the drifting of our life into pilgrimage. Amen.